ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీ వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Nas praesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service unto pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, text number 37. This chapter is entitled Krishna as the Source of All Incarnations. Na cha asya kaschit nipunena datu avaiti jantu kumanisa uti namani rupani manavachobi santanvatha natacharyam eva ajna nachasya kasche nipune nadatur avati jantu kumani sauti namani rupani manovachobi santavato natacharyam ivajna nachasya kasche nipune nadatur avati jantu kumani sauti namani rupani manovachobi santavato natacharyam ivajna nachasya kasche nupune nadatur avati jantu kumani sauti నామాని రూపాని మనోవాచోబి సంతావతో నతచార్యం ఇవాజ్న. ప్లీజ్ రిసైట్.
Amen.
Matajis. Na, not. Cha, and. Asya, of him. Kaschit, anyone. Nipunena, by dexterity. Dhatu, of the creator. Avaiti, can know. Jantu, the living being. Kumanisa, with a poor fund of knowledge. Uti, activities of the Lord. Namani, his names. Rupani, his forms. Manavachobi, by dint of mental speculation or deliverance of speeches. Santanvata, displaying. Natacharyam, a dramatic action. Eva, like. Ajna, the foolish. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things, neither in their speculations nor in their words. Please repeat. The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names, and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things, neither in their speculations nor in their words. Purport. No one can properly describe the transcendental nature of the absolute truth. Therefore it is said that he is beyond the expression of mind and speech. And yet there are some people with a poor fund of knowledge who desire to understand the absolute truth by imperfect mental speculation and faulty descriptions of his activities. To the layman, his activities, appearance and disappearance, his names, his forms, his paraphernalia, his personalities, and all things in relation with him are mysterious. There are two classes of materialists, namely the fruitive workers and the empiric philosophers. The fruitive workers have practically no information of the absolute truth, and the mental speculators, after being frustrated in fruitive activities, turn their faces towards the absolute truth and try to know him by mental speculation. And for all this man, the absolute truth is a mystery, as the jugglery of the magician is a mystery to children. Being deceived by the jugglery of the Supreme Being, the non-devotees, who may be very dexterous in fruitive work and mental speculation, are always in ignorance. With such limited knowledge, they are unable to penetrate into the mysterious region of transcendence. The mental speculators are a little more progressive than the gross materialists or the fruity workers. But because they are all also within the grip of illusion, they take it for granted that anything which has form, a name, and activities is but a product of material energy. For them, the Supreme Spirit is formless, nameless, and inactive. And because such mental speculators equalize the transcendental name and form of the Lord with mundane names and form, they are in fact in ignorance. With such a poor fund of knowledge, there is no access to the real nature of the Supreme Being. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is always in a transcendental position, even when He is within the material world. But ignorant men consider the Lord one of the great personalities of the world, and thus they are misled by the illusory energy. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Guruve Namaha. Before I start speaking on the Srimad Bhagavatam today, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas present here to be able to speak something in the science of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of myself and all of us practicing in the footsteps of Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, before I start reading and speaking on this, I wanted to read something very important that is on the TOVP site, which speaks about the greatest acharya who has ever existed. And I wanted to glorify Srila Prabhupada and then be able to speak something from Srila Prabhupada's purports. So, this is on the occasion of Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, and it's an offering by His Holiness Bibi Govinda Swami. When I first met him, I looked at him and I didn't know what to say. And I said, Srila Kinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. And then he saw that I had a tape player in my hands. And so without my having to say anything, he just closed his eyes and he started tapping his hands together and he sang his Mangal Charanam before singing Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then he started singing Hare Krishna Mantra. And it was like going into another world. He was chanting so beautifully and it was like each syllable was drenched in bhava and prema. After about 20 minutes, he stopped and then he looked at me and said, I would like to tell you something. I said, what is that? And he said, I am an old man and I have heard a lot of experience in this world. From my experience, I can honestly tell you that there has never been a greater acharya than your spiritual master. And when he said that, I became stunned because he was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then he looked up and he said, there has never been an acharya in history who has performed miracles like your spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And then he paused and looked at me. He said, you know why? I was so stunned. I couldn't say anything. And he said, because in history, there was never a greater servant of Sri Krishna's holy name than your spiritual master. Because your spiritual master had so much absolute understanding of Sri Krishna's holy name and so much absolute faith in Sri Krishna's holy name that he personally carried Sri Krishna's holy name through the length and the breadth of the world. Therefore, he is the greatest acharya who has ever existed. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is very important because this is a glorification of the spiritual master. And I was reading purports in preparation for this class. We will see how Lord Krishna Himself reveals the secret of us being able to penetrate into the mysteries of His transcendence. As we know, the famous Bhagavad Gita shloka, which is that we are not able to understand the forms, activities of the Lord with our own mental speculation. We are not able. So, in the Shvetashvatar Upanishad, there is a sloka, Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, nata samas cha bhutikas cha dristyate. The Supreme Lord, Krishna, has senses and a body like the ordinary man. But for Him, there is no difference between His senses, His body, His mind and Himself. And this is, as we read from Prabhupada's purport today, we have two categories of people. We have the fruity workers and we have the mental speculators. And Srila Prabhupada says that the mental speculators are above the fruity workers. However, both of them are illusioned. Now, we know that the mental speculators, by dint of their academic knowledge, or their so-called academic knowledge, try to understand through the Sankhya philosophy. You know, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and the Sankhya philosophy approach. They try to understand the Lord. However, the Lord very clearly says in Bhagavad Gita 11:55, Mat karma krin mat paramo mat bhakta sangha varjita nirvaira sarva bhutesu yasamam eti pandava. What does the Lord say? The Lord says, my dear Arjun, he who engages in my pure devotional service free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. So the Lord very clearly is stating that one who is free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, only then can he or she come to know something about him. Janma karma chame divyam. To know something about the transcendental appearance and disappearance and activities of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada comments that 99.9% of the current so-called Siva-like population is Naradama. So Srila Prabhupada says 99.9. That leaves only 0.1. So Srila Prabhupada is very clear that, you know, 99.9% of the current population is Naradama. And Srila Prabhupada says, when the population becomes Naradama, naturally so-called education is made null and void by the all-powerful energy of physical nature. So, we just read how powerful Srila Prabhupada is, the glories of Srila Prabhupada. And as we know that Srila Prabhupada is speaking, and this knowledge is learned through revelation. And it's very clear Srila Prabhupada is saying that if we have so-called academic qualifications, they are made null and void by the powerful energy of the physical nature, the three modes of material nature. So, since that is already been neutralized, it also makes it more challenging with imperfect senses to be able to try and understand the Lord through the speculative process. So, as we know, there is four classes of people that do not surrender to Krishna. You know, it's important to understand the people who will never surrender to Krishna. Because Lord Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, in Karma Yoga, chapter 3, actually explains to Arjun something very interesting about the people who do not come to him. And Srila Prabhupada comments about the mercy of the devotees. So the four classes that do not surrender are mudas. The first class is the mudas, the grossly foolish people. The second class is the lowest of mankind, and they are the Naradamas. And then the third are the deluded speculators. And the word given to them is Maya Partha Jnanas. The Maya Partha Jnanas are the ones that are deluded in speculations. And then the fourth are the professed atheists, the people who completely do not believe in God. So these four classes always challenge the supremacy of the Lord or the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Dushkriti or the Maya Partha Jnanas or those persons whose erudite scholarship or knowledge has been nullified by the influence of illusory material energy cannot understand subject matters of transcendence. But they are not aware of this. On the contrary, they think they are the doer of activities, as the Gita says, doer of activities that are actually being carried by the three modes of material nature. But they consider themselves to be the doers. Why? Because of ego. Because Lord Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that the biggest enemy, the most biggest or sinful enemy that we have is actually lust. And when lust progresses, it becomes wrath or it becomes anger, a manifestation of anger. So, very clearly, if we are trying to understand the Lord through the mental speculation process, Srila Prabhupada says that is not possible. Why is it not possible? Because we are under material nature. And since we are under the influences of material nature, we have to transgress those modes of material nature. And Srila Prabhupada continues to say that mental speculation is the analytical study of the nature of spirit and matter, which Sankhya philosophy tries to touch. In Sankhya philosophy, there is 24 elements that are considered within matter. And then the 25th element, once one transgresses the concept of matter, is to know about the spirit, which is the soul. And then the 26th is now to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are stages in this also. That the people who are trying to study this under mental speculation, they just really get beyond the 24 elements which are related to matter. So nothing is being done beyond matter. And we know that today's universities also, they don't teach us anything about the spirit soul. All that is being focused about is the body and matter. And like Swaraj Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, when you walk down streets, especially when you go to Beverly Hills, because I was there recently to the hospital, all you see is shops that have anything to do with cosmetics, beauty saloons, hair cutting, everything on the bodily concept of life. There is nothing on the spiritual platform. So how can we understand spirit when we are so much engrossed in material and matter on a day-to-day basis? So, as we know, obviously we have the direct and indirect process. So when we are doing mental speculation, we are actually making it more difficult on us to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is covered by His Yogamaya potency, as we all know, because what is happening is that we are trying to go through a difficult process of ascending as compared to using the descending process. And in the Gita, the Lord says, evam parampara praptam imam rajaso vidu sakalena nashta sakalena mata yoga nashta parantapa. That this process is learned through evam parampara praptam, through the disciplic succession, and not through our mental strength. So Srila Prabhupada, as we know, as famously quoted this, that philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So what happens? That the mental speculators are keeping the philosophy, but there is no religion, there is no practical aspect to it. There is nothing to connect them. There is no sambandha. There is no relationship. And relationship creates a mood of service. So there is a vacuum. So yes, you have the knowledge, but that knowledge is not practical, because it is not being applied. And that's why in our acharyas cases, we call them acharyas, because that knowledge has been practically shown to us by example. So philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So all we're doing is just speculating the neti-neti business, like Prabhupada says. We keep on just saying it's this or it's that or it's going to be like this, because that is the nature of mental speculation. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says muni means to defer. Muni actually means if you do not defer, you're not a muni. But what do we need to get to? Srila Prabhupada also mentions that we need to move from the muni to another level. And I will speak about that shortly. But this is so important, that do not waste your time in trying to mentally speculate. And Srila Prabhupada comments that only when one comes to the state of sthita dhir muni, just not an ordinary muni, that the business of creative speculation, which is manufactured in the factory of the brain, can be exhausted. Prabhupada uses such choice words. You know, he says, unless you don't come to that level of sthita muni, sthita dhir. Sthita means, as we know, steadfast. Dhir also means steadfast. It's steadfast muni. You cannot come out of creative mental speculation. And how is the creative mental speculation being created? It is being created in the factory of the brain. within these tiny brains, you know, we're keeping on speculating and creating ideas that are never exhausted. So, obviously, by mental speculation, one cannot ascertain what is religion or self-realization, as Krishna says. Now, what is the secret? So the question can be begged. Then what is the secret to understanding this knowledge? And that secret is given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya ubhaktakshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. That this secret can only be taught to you, this transcendental science can only be taught to you by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. And when we approach him, what are we meant to do? By rendering of service to him. And by also doing what? By rendering devotional service and by inquiring from him submissively, is this knowledge imparted? Hear this. This knowledge is a revelation. And all the major doctrines, including Islam, Muhammad was given the knowledge through a revelation. It was imparted to him through the heart. So, Srila Prabhupada then is clearly, Lord Krishna states that, and Srila Prabhupada very clearly is explaining the purport, that this knowledge can only be given by the mercy of Krishna. But who is more merciful than Krishna? The devotee of Krishna. And that's why we take Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate. Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya Namnego, Namo Mahavadanya. He's the most munificent. Munificent in what respect? He's the most munificent in the respect that he is freely distributing the knowledge on the science of Krishna consciousness without checking what qualifications we have. That's why he's the most munificent. Namo Mahavadanyaya. So, we know that more merciful than the Lord is the devotee of the Lord. And that's why the Lord comes as a devotee to give this science. And more merciful than everyone is Srila Prabhupada. So, as we know, we have this circle of gopis and gopas. And the other day, I am trying to recall who gave in class that we are actually servitors of the gopas or gopis. And we know that we have the circle and then we have the second circle and we have circles going like this. So Srila Prabhupada is assisting the gopas. And we are meant to assist Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada looks or shines in the presence of Radharani. So, it is so important for us who are practicing and carrying as ambassadors this movement of Srila Prabhupada, how we act and carry this message. And Srila Prabhupada continues to say that by independent study of books of knowledge, one cannot progress in spiritual life. So again, on mental speculation and on the dint of trying to understand this knowledge by way of empiric philosophy. So, we also understand from Gita, the Lord tells us that how religious principles are enacted. Because the Lord says, Dharmam tu shakshat bhagwat pranitam. So the Lord is telling us, Dharmam tu shakshat bhagwat pranitam, that the religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, since he is enacting them, the way to know him is through him or through someone who knows him. It's very simple. You know, it is so bewildering that in the material world, we follow everything to that extent that, hey, if I know someone or if I do it this way through connections. You know, in America, we have learned one thing. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Because the person who you know is the one who can make things work for you easier. And here the Lord is saying very clearly, but because they do not want to believe in the existence of God, or they do not want, on the basis of ego and lust, to accept that there is a higher authority, that practical application when it comes to God becomes non-existent. It is existent in your day-to-day lives and in your day-to-day dealings. But when it applies to the Supreme Lord, all of a sudden it's not existent. Or how can this be happening? However, you're doing it in your day-to-day life. So this is very important. And as we know, that the Lord also says, Bhavunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prabhatya Vasudevan Sarvam Iti Sam Atma Sudullabha. That Bhavunam Janmanam Ante Sam Atma Sudullabha. It's only very few that will accept the Lord as the Supreme Personality of God, who come to that realization. Because every now and then, you know, thoughts go through our minds. How many people are sitting in this class? How many of us are trying to practice this? And how many are on the other side of the aisle? The answer is also given by Krishna. And then, Lord Krishna actually states something very important. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in Bhagavad Gita chapter 11, shloka 55, that this shloka is actually the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Does anyone know that shloka? It is shloka number 55, text number 11. It is Atha Shri Krishna Namadi, Namavad Graham Indrayi, Seva Mukhe Hijivadu Swam Eva Sufrati Ada. That no one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality and pastimes of Shri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one comes to spiritually saturated level, by transcendental service to the Lord, are the transcendental name, form, quality and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. Very clear. Everything is very clear. Srila Prabhupada has made it so clear for us. There is no question of speculation in a devotee's mind. Because the Lord has said that you can only understand this through transcendental service, not through your materially contaminated senses. And we know, the Lord continues to say, Yad Karosi, Yad Jadasi, that everything is to be done as a sacrifice to me. So that is the basic difference between fruity workers and people engaged in devotional service. That we are more concerned about offering everything to Vishnu. Why? Because Yajno Vai Vishnu. Because everything is meant to be done for the satisfaction of the Lord. So fruitive workers engage in activities for the satisfaction of their senses, as we know, and Krishna consciousness persons, their entire mentality is towards conducive development of Krishna consciousness. That's the only difference. One is the enjoyer, or thinks he's the enjoyer. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says that fruity workers think that they are actually enjoying, but there is actually great misery in it. That enjoyment is temporary. That enjoyment is not permanent. And further, what does Lord Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita 2:44? Bogeshvara prakshatanam tayaparta chetasham vyavasmika buddhi samaduna vidyayate. What does the Lord say? In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. We cannot, because we are too much still attached to what? To material enjoyment. So Lord Krishna advises that the wise should not unsettle the ignorant. Now this is very important, because this is what Lord Krishna says in Karma Yoga chapter 3 in Bhagavad Gita, and this is where we see the mercy of the Lord, but we see the greater mercy of the devotee. Because Lord Krishna advises that one should not unsettle the ignorant. Because as we know, the Lord says that I am the source of all knowledge and I am the source of all forgetfulness. And that I am covered by my yoga, my internal potency, which is very difficult to overcome. So, but the Lord says that the people who are grossly indulged in these activities of fruitive activities and mental speculation, we should not unsettle them. because it is simply a waste of time. Srila Prabhupada even comments that in his purpose, that it's a simply waste of time. But the devotee, however, is more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. And because they understand the purpose of the Lord, they want to give that to each and everyone. So comes the mercy of the devotee. Now, Lord Krishna continues to say, those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. So how are we getting free from the bondage of fruitive actions? Lord Krishna also says that those who follow my teaching faithfully and without envy, that was very important, without envy. So lust, greed, envy have no place in the spiritual world. And these are the major deterrents from us progressing. So, but those who are envious, who disregard these teachings, are bereft of all knowledge. So because we are envious, we are bereft of the transcendental knowledge and we are trying to speculate. So Srila Prabhupada says, curb the symbol of sin, lust, as the destroyer of knowledge and self-realization should be checked. There is a lot to say, but time is always running here. So, do I have permission to go for another 5 minutes, or should I? Okay, so, Srila Prabhupada then speaks about the modes, or the three modes. You know, as we know, we have nature, the enjoyer, and consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada then speaks about the modes of material nature. And that in the mode of goodness means greater knowledge. However, when one becomes conditioned to the mode of goodness, then he feels that he is better than others on account of knowledge. That's why we need to transgress even the mode of goodness. Because we become conditioned in that mode of goodness also. Because knowledge can also become an impairment. Knowledge without vairagya is not going to help us. It is going to make us puffed up. So this is also very important, how the modes of material nature are affecting us. And then Srila Prabhupada says, the mode of passion results in ever trying to satisfy your senses. But true knowledge should lead one to the right position. And what does that mean? Srila Prabhupada says, right position means that we are in the right position to hear things. We are in the right position to taste things. That is when we are in the right position. So the symptoms of the right position are being given to us. Well, I'm in the right position. What do you mean by that? I'm in the right position because now you are in the right position when you're coming to hearing. You're in the right position when you're coming to tasting things. And with that, I would like to end because I don't want to continue speaking. It has passed now 5 minutes and I see Archita Prabhu already has his hand up. But the essence of this is that we don't want to be the speculative workers. We don't want to be the mental speculators and the fruitive. We want to be in the transcendental position of Jiva Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Period. And serve the great Acharya and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice presentation. But for clarity, you made a few statements that need clarification.
Okay.
In other words, you attributed to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita some things that he didn't actually say there. So just we need to clarify that. You quoted that Dharmam Tasakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. That's actually from the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. That's Yamaraj speaking. That's not from the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
You said that Krishna said that, but that's not Krishna. That's Yamaraj.
Thank you.
And then you asked, what is 1155? And you said, Atakshi Krishnamadi, but that's not from the Gita. You had actually quoted 1155 already. Mat Karmakrin, Mat Paramo, Mat Bhakta Sangavarjita. That's actually 1155. It's not Atakshi Krishnamadi. That's, you find that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other places.
Yes.
And then the last clarification was, you started out by quoting, Natasya Karyam Karanam Chabidyate. But then you gave a translation that I've never heard. Prabhupada has quoted that verse many, many times. We've heard the translation, but I never heard that translation. Where did you get that translation
from? I will show it to you.
No, but where did you get it from?
It was in Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, chapter 3.
Yeah? It was translated that way?
I will show it to you.
I don't ever recall hearing it translated that way.
I will come to BBT and show you.
Because the actual translation, if you go by the Sanskrit words, is that the Supreme Lord has nothing to do. That's how it starts. Natasya karyam karanam chabidyate. The Supreme Lord has a chanya pika sudishate. And there's nobody equal to or greater than him. Parasya shakti rivada. So Prabhupada has quoted that verse many, many times and translated.
Yes.
I never heard that translation. So maybe I just glossed over it. Yeah, if you can show me where you're
from. I will yeah, be more than happy
you.
To show.
All right, anybody else?
Yeah, you mentioned something about Srila Prabhupada being a cowherd boy. He said something about, I just wondered, where is that stated? Servant.
He serves,
of,
yeah. Yes.
The servant of the gopas. Like, where is that stated?
I'm sorry? Can you come again? What's the question?
I just wanted to know where is that stated, that Prabhupada is a servant of the gopas.
Is the servant of the gopas.
Yeah, you said something like that.
Yeah, I'm repeating words over here. Yes. Oh, yes. It is the poem that Srila Prabhupada writes as he's on the Jaladuta.
But isn't it sometimes devotees, they offer prayers, it may not necessarily be their position, but they're glorifying another devotee, or they're just, you know, just like we sing in the morning the Gurvastika, and we chant so many prayers, but it doesn't necessarily refers to us or specifically to our spiritual master. Like they quoted that it's... You know, this prayer was written to glorify Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote it in connection with his spiritual master. Not necessarily every spiritual master is in the mood of the gopis or as a gopi or a cowherd boy, but I'm just trying to, in other words, should we specifically say if a devotee says a certain prayer, then that automatically means that's his position, or how should we understand that?
Before I can see. Yes. Yes, exactly.
You said that Prabhupada was serving the cowherd boys, so you could be serving the cowherd boys without being a cowherd boy. That's one point. And another thing is, I gave class, I read that letter that Prabhupada wrote to whoever it was,
Japatakamaraj.
We said generally, I believe the word generally was there, generally a spiritual master is either serving an assistant gopi or a cowherd boy.
Yes.
So,
actually, Bhrigupati Prabhu is the one who gave that in class. And the reason I'm quoting it is because it's officially in a letter. It is not hearsay. We have a record of Srila Prabhupada actually stating this. And we knew that Srila Prabhupada was not about glory and fame. And then I saw also Shyamukund, you had your hand up.
About that point that Prabhupada being the servant of the gop balakas, like the Krishna's cowherd friends. Prabhupada in the Krishna Tabu Punya Habe Bhai, in his poem, he mentions that Tomara Milane Bhai Abarase Sukapai Gocharane Bhuvid Dinamur. So Prabhupada is mentioning that when will that day come, O Krishna, my dear brother, that I will again go in the pastures of Vrindavan, I will frolic on the soft grass of Vrindavan, and we will go to herd the cows, you know, gocharane. So, So gocharan means like, you know, the pastime when Krishna goes with his cowherd friends to herd the cows. So Prabhupada is mentioning that when will that day come that I will again go back and I'll go with you to herd the cows. So, you know, that specifies that Prabhupada is from, you know, that pastime. it is number 8, Krishna Tabha Punyabe Bhai. Prabhupada composed this on Jaladuta. Prabhupada's poem, Krishna Tabha Punyabe Bhai, he wrote it on Jaladuta. Yeah. Bhagwan Krishnera Pada Padme Prarthana. That is Prabhupada's, that's the title.
Hare Krishna.